Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Many years ago, when I wore a much younger man's clothes, it was time to consider career options. Adulthood was looming, and the need to find a steady source of income was gaining urgency. So I drafted a list of possible career choices. Truth be told, I approached the task unconventionally. What I actually assembled was a list of careers that I was happy to reject out of hand. I figured that the process of elimination would help me settle on something that would keep me out of the poorhouse while not requiring skills I didn't have and didn't want. At the top of my no way list was handyman. I was the oldest of four boys, and in theory I should have been my father's first option when it came to imparting wisdom gained through years of assembling things and taking things apart. But Dad's job meant he wasn't around much. As an officer on Great Lakes freighters, he was gone 10 months of the year. And during the limited time he was home, he had little interest in teaching me much more than which end of a hammer's the business end. In fairness to the old man, there were times he tried. He would station me by his side while he set about fixing something. My job was to watch and learn, although he would frequently lose patience when he had to explain yet again what a pipe wrench looked like. I figured, erroneously it turned out, that it must look like a pipe. I would sort through his enormous assortment of tools, throwing out anything that didn't resemble a pipe. It was not unlike the standard procedure for carving a sculpture of an elephant. You just remove everything that doesn't look like an elephant. I'm told that's exactly how Rodin sculpted his famous piece, The Thinker. I'm skeptical, although elephants are smart. Finally, of course, Dad grabbed the tool he wanted himself, cursing a bit under his breath and no doubt wondering if Mom had brought home the wrong baby from the hospital. There were times I wondered the same thing. I'm sure Mom had her own doubts about my prospects for success in life, and with Dad away for extended periods, it fell to Mom to teach me how to drive when that magical 16th birthday came around. Everything was going fine during one of our outings until I pulled into our driveway one time. It was early evening and the daylight was fading. I got confused by the gathering darkness about which pedal was the gas and which was the brake. At the end of the driveway was an old chicken coop. Instead of slowing to a stop, I accelerated with predictable results. I demolished the thing. I'm happy to say that no chickens were harmed because there weren't any. But I was mortified that the mess I'd made of things would upset my father so much he'd be convicted of a homicide, and who could blame him? My mother, bless her heart, took the blame for my accident, and he never found out otherwise. All of this is sort of my way of acknowledging a fundamental flaw in my makeup. I am not mechanically inclined or physically coordinated. Those are the crosses I have to bear. But there is good news. I finally know which end of the hammer's the business end. What, the bad news? That chicken coop still haunts me to this day.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.